So here's something that I'm pretty concerned about. The attack on all of our food. In the last week, I've heard about salmonella in eggs. It's like, don't eat the eggs. Mm-hmm. Can't have breakfast food anymore. And then all that stuff with Boar's Head, mm-hmm. like every single Boar's Head product has been recalled. Mm-hmm. It all has listeria. I used to eat Boar's Head meat. Yeah. Growing up, Boar's Head turkey was like the thing.
Oh, yeah. We did too.
It was the best. Oh, and.
Oh, and?
The purple sweet potatoes.
Oh, snap. My God. The purple sweet potatoes have been real dry lately.
They were extinct for a minute.
Not extinct.
They were not showing up for a minute.
Not extinct.
And then they came back real dry. Like, what the hell? The food.
The food.
What's happening, babe?
I mean, I have my conspiracy theories, but we're not going to go into it right now.
What are we going to be left eating?
I'm going to be eating cows and pigs. Personally, I'd be eating them. And I'm just going to be getting them from smaller farms.
Yeah, I think that's the solution.
But I'm privileged enough to do that.
Babes, put your hand in there. What are we talking about today on the Teas of Time?
On the Teas of Time, we're talking about magic!
Magic?
I told Wes that I wasn't going to scream today, but it's magic.
She can't not.
It's
You're magic. A Disney kid. It's like in your blood.
Well, I'm a child of the industry.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
In a young girl's heart.
Ooh.
Where the rhythm, the music can move her whenever she sharts. It's like magic. And now it can groove. And maybe there's a stinky, but I wouldn't know because I lost my smell.
You can put
that together.
She lost
anyway,
her smell.
Do you believe in it?
That was wonderful. We should put like rights on that so nobody else steals that version.
I know, because I was very demure and very mindful.
Oh, hilarious. Don't get sued. I do believe in magic, but I believe in magic in the real sense that there's magic in everyone when somebody really embraces their true passion, when somebody embraces their true purpose in life and they soar to the highest heights. I think that's magical. I think that a beautiful sky, clear of fog, you see the lights, you see fireflies flying, and you're in this beautiful setting. I think that's magic.
Yeah.
I think that in the sense of poof, it's gone.
Magic castle.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, I like it, mm-hmm. but I do believe that there's other types of magic that we claim in some cultures as magic, some cultures as miracles, mm-hmm. some cultures as phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I think the Aurora Borealis is a kind of a magic.
Yeah, like the seven wonders of the world are all in that magical realm. And I agree with you. I think there is magic, like, now she's here, very near, now she's gone. Magic
is real,
yeah,
or it's editing, who knows. Anyway,
magic is also, I think, like our bodies. When you think about the human body and what it is capable of doing, giving birth, healing you when you get a wound, I mean, it's wild. So there is magic, I think, all around us. Nature, when we recently were doing our drive, just looking at the sun and the moon. I mean, there is really magical elements all around us all the time.
I believe that. And I believe that, you know, when magic, the word or the idea first started, it started in a time when humans didn't really fully have a grasp of the wonders of Mother Nature and the mm-hmm. wonders of the universe mm-hmm. or even the quantum universe. And so when you have things disappear or someone heals or someone does this or, oh my goodness, the sea is closing in and then I see it's separating and then it's like this large walkway and then it's closing again. Those who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Moses.
I was trying not to bring this into religious.
But you can part the Red Sea. It's okay.
But it's a natural phenomenon in certain mm-hmm. situations. And I think that when the stars align in perfect a harmony, magical things can happen.
Have you ever been to a magic show or seen a magician anywhere that you're like, whoa, this person is amazing?
Yeah, I was, I have a couple magicians in my life over the years. Muhammad Ali was a magician and he used to do magic for me. I think his name was Blackstone from Las Vegas. I was friends with for a while. Of course, Chris Angel, him,
big
time magic person. And then the other guy that's in Las Vegas with the black hair and he's kind of skinny, David Copperfield.
Oh.
Yeah, David Whoa. Copperfield. I definitely had him. And then, you know, I was on a magic show once.
No, I didn't.
I was on a magic show once, and I want to be honest with you, it was so long ago, I don't remember that much, but we will link a video to me in a magic show.
You were young, like a kid?
I was over the age of 18.
There was this guy called Artie Party who used to do like all the kids' parties when I was growing up.
Yeah, sounds like he's the one who'll lose a quarter in your nose, Artie Party.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's like that magician.
And pull the quarter behind your ear, and all the kids were like, whoa, Artie Party is the best.
Not Artie Party.
And then I used to watch, I think, Chris Angel do like those crazy kind of like put him in a box, water's filling up. Terrifying. Never
It's
understood.
Also Houdini.
Well, Houdini, his house is in Laurel Canyon, and growing up, always passing the Houdini house was kind of like, ooh. Have you been to the Magic Castle here in LA?
I have been to the Magic Castle here in LA once. Once, but obviously it took me a minute because I kind of forgot about it, but I did.
For those of you who don't know, in Los Angeles, we have a place called the Magic Castle.
Beautiful!
And it is a members-only/invitation-only magic castle.
And that sits on top of a hill in the middle of Hollywood.
Yeah, and you come in and you can see magic shows, and
most of the time you're invited by a magician or someone that's a member. You go in, and when you first go in, it's like a shop and different tables that other magicians are doing small card tricks and things of that nature. And then throughout the night, there will be it's kind of like a comedy store for magicians.
And you can have dinner there or birthday parties.
Yeah, it's fun.
Super cool from the street.
It looks super cool from the street, and the appeal is that you have to be invited.
Right.
And it's a, you know, super small group of people that have been to the Magic Castle.
And it's secretive and alluring.
Yeah. Unless you're like a super magician forward human being, and that is your hobby, I think at a certain age, when you start understanding what it is, you start stepping away from magic and the magicalness of it, and you kind of go to mind-bending tricks, you know.
Ooh,
mentalism a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that is the next step in magic, the mentalism.
I agree. It's like how I can read people's minds.
You can.
Yeah.
Want to read mine?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But you're going to have to answer my questions.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Let me pick another one because I was about to say 7. Okay, got it.
Yeah, don't say it out loud. Okay, you have your number. Now, multiply that number by 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now take those two numbers and add them together. So, for example, if you have like 41, it would be 5.
You know me in numbers. I already have a little bit, so now I forgot my number because you gave me more numbers. You know I'm
okay,
a little dyslexic with numbers.
Okay, we can start again.
Yeah, don't tell me any numbers, because if you don't, I'll forget them. I have like problem with numbers.
Okay.
Okay,
so
one more time.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
I'm going to choose a different one. Okay, got it.
Okay, now multiply that number by 9.
Hold on, let me do it this way. Because I'm not trying to get in trouble. Okay.
You guys should all be doing this too.
Okay.
I'm going to read all of your
minds. Got it.
Okay, so you have multiplied by 9.
Yeah.
Now you're going to
add those two numbers together.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Now subtract that number by 5.
Okay.
Okay, so now you have a number in front of you,
yeah.
Correct? So now you're going to position it in the alphabet. So meaning...
I got it.
Wait, let me explain it, because I'm reading everyone's mind. So 1 would be A, 2 would be B, 3 would be... Okay, so put it there.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now with that letter, you're going to pick the name of a country.
Girl, you out here real mentalizing. I'm going to pick the name of a country with the letter that I chose.
Yeah. So for example, if you,
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still typing?
Got it.
Okay. So you have your country?
I was trying to write it down. Yeah.
You have your country?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now the second letter
of
the country, you're going to pick a birthstone.
Okay. I don't know all the birthstones. Can I just pick a stone that I know starts with that letter?
No, it has to be a birthstone that starts with that letter.
Well, now I got to look up on the internet and see all the birthstones.
No, you don't. Just think that you think of, there's like diamond, opal, ruby. Just pick one that starts with that letter.
I'm going to just pick a stone that I know starts with that thing. Got it. Alrighty, I got it.
Okay. And now, now in that stone...
Mm-hmm.
The birthstone. You're going to take the last letter of the birthstone, and you're going to pick a city.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
What's my city?
You are thinking Denmark, Emerald, Detroit, or Delaware?
Wow. No.
You did this so wrong. I could tell.
I did this wrong? You did it wrong. What you were supposed to get it. So, first of all, I thought you were going to pick the number. I didn't know what was going on the way through there. Second of all, do you want to know how I got there? I was Dominican Republic, Opal, Los Angeles.
That's okay. One of you out there was thinking Denmark, Emerald, Delaware.
Dimrol. Denmark, second letter is E, Emerald, and then Delaware. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, babes, where did you get this mentalist trick from? Party Tardy, what's his name?
Artie Party. Actually, no, it works. I think, you know what's funny is that in getting ready to do this with you, because I prepped it.
I bet you did.
In my head. Someone out there got it, though. Come on. Here's the deal. I knew your brain, and I was like, I think that the way that must work in trying to uncover the magic to understand, because it worked on me when it was done to me. I think that it must be a numbers game in terms of like where people's brains first go.
My first one was 7. I would have gotten to a whole different
state. What was your number originally?
7. That's what I was about to say out loud. And I was like, no, I can't do that one. And then the second one when I started to count was 5. And then I went back to 7.
Yeah, it's something about the multiples. Yeah. I don't know really how it works. But when it was done to me, it was done correctly. Or like... But you can. There are variations, obviously. I don't know. That was a magic fail.
I love
magic's
those.
Not real.
I love those type of mentalist tricks. I love the ones, too, where you... I think you tried this to me on TikTok, where you write letters in and you're like, connect one piece and make the word house. And what you see there is the word car. To me, that's a type of magic because it's... coming out of nowhere, and it's not easy to understand. It's a brain binder.
You know, do you remember when we were at that party and that man came up to us and he was a mentalist and it was crazy because he had us like,
he did a really good job. He knew that it wasn't Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, what? You mean he knew it was Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean,
he was really good though because he had us write a word on a pad and then rip it up and then he knew the word. And it was like, it's the most random thing we chose too. And he was good. And then we were like inspecting the pad to see if it had
transferred. But again, it's something that requires practice. Mentalism, magic, sleight of hand.
This was my first time.
You did so well for your first time at reciting what you learned.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I worked hard. I had to memorize.
Oh,
but you know what I'm really good at?
What?
Wingardium Leviosa.
No, I'm not going to work this time. I'm a little too heavy to lift.
Shit. I have to get my magic practice on. Whatever.
Whatever.
We're magical. We're all magical beings. Today's toast. Mm. Because we just recently finished watching Chimp Crazy.
Oh my goodness, that woman.
Goes to... all the chimps.
Aww, Tonka.
All the chimps, specifically Tonka. If you guys know what we're talking about, there is a new series on HBO Max, and it's called Chimp Crazy, and it's crazy. And I'm not going to spoil alert it, but it is about chimpanzees and apes. And
it was directed by the same guy who brought us Tiger King. And just a quick overview of it, it's about a woman who is in love with chimpanzees and the crazy story about a missing one. One that was raised in Hollywood. PETA's involved, lies, deception.
There's a lot of
There's
layers.
No bananas, though. There are no bananas.
No, there's just McDonald's Happy Meals and Gatorades.
And Gatorades. It's interesting. But we also learned a lot about the human nature. We also learned a lot about human nature and the need for wanting to be loved by something that stays in our possession forever.
And you know what? The relationship between a human and an animal can be magic.
Oh,
that's very
it can be
real.
Magical.
And this is proof of that, how deep that bond can go, and also where one has to maintain appropriate boundary and remember that animals are animals, as human as they may feel to us, they are animals. But yeah, I just want to toast to all the chimps that have been
orangutans, chimpuchas, kombuchas, chimpanzees, all of them, all the ones that are domesticated at times.
I just
want to
toast. I just want to toast to all the chimps who have been taken from their natural habitat and domesticated that maybe wouldn't have otherwise wanted to be, and all the chimps that had to actually like be you know, unfortunately, like, killed or whatnot because they weren't in the best place for them. And there's so many stories. Yeah, there's, like, a lot of them. A lot of the chimps that end up being pets just doesn't end well. So shout out to all those buddies.
Shout out to all the orangutans and gorillas and all the animals that, like you said, come from the wild. You know, our love goes out to you, and let's have better laws.
And I also think it's wild that it is a 2% difference between us and... Oh, sorry. Leave the animals. That's what you do.
Leave the animals.
Let's hear it, babes. We hear... Go ahead. Look. You are Tonka. What the? Oh my God. Goodbye. Love you all. Thank you.